Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week, I've got Shannon Young.
Break on through to the other side.
Asa Gray.
I have that thought every time he says it.
And for the first time on Nerd Up, Allie A. Bear.
Hello.
You talk now.
I said hello.
And that's all you'll hear.
Oh, that's not true. I'm sure she has opinions. I will hear something from her very soon because we're going to start with a finished spoiler-free review of Venom since everybody else at the table has now seen it.
Oh, okay, let's start with Allie.
All right, Allie. Do you know our normal Nerd Up review system?
No.
Okay, so we have, it goes from skip it to rental to matinee to full price theater or theatrical release.
Okay. Why do I have to go first?
Well, you're already talking, so.
That seems unnecessary. But I'd probably give it a matinee because I liked it. But I also, movies are expensive.
Movies are expensive.
So, like, if I'm telling you to pay full price, that means you need to go see it right now. And I don't think that's necessary for this movie.
And that's exactly what this rating system is all about. If we give something a full price, that means, holy crap, go see this movie.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate. I was going to say full price.
Oh.
Yeah. It's somewhere between full price and matinee, but I feel like Venom is the kind of movie that you want to see on the big screen and get all of the special effects and stuff out of the way. So I think it's worth going to see full price on it. I do. It's not the best Marvel movie ever, but I enjoyed it quite a bit. And again, it's Venom. Venom's really cool. Just don't go see the 3D version.
I saw the 3D version.
Well, okay.
No, it was the only one that I could see because I did not want to pay full price for this film. So I went to one of the really early showings when it's $6. The only two showings they had before 11 o'clock, because that's where that's where you get the super cheap price here, was at 10 a.m. There was the 3D showing. And at 10:30 a.m., there was the super ultra deluxe screen.
Which is what we saw.
Which cost like $3 extra.
Wait, was that more expensive than the 3D one?
Yes.
How much was the 3D one?
$2 more expensive. So for an extra dollar, I could have waited 30 minutes and then seen the Super Ultra Deluxe.
You just couldn't wait a second longer. You needed to see I needed
to get
Venom
out of there
immediately.
If I'm being honest, I did not realize I was purchasing a 3D movie until they handed me the glasses.
Oh, that's a little bit better. You should have given them back and said, I'm good.
Hey, because I remember the price being $8. I'm like, what? And then she handed me glasses. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, because ours was $8.50 a piece, and we were like, why is it more? It's supposed to be $6. It's the ultra. And that basically means the screen's a little bigger, and it has, like, surround sound.
And you
which
get
it used to have
seats.
Surround sound to begin with.
Mm-hmm. And you get
heated seats.
I get hot, though.
I do, too.
I don't need heated seats.
I remember the first time I realized they had heated seats, like, something in my pocket bumped up against that little stupid button. And suddenly, like, my butt and back got really warm.
They were cooking you.
I was very confused. I took off my jacket because it was, like, midwinter. Because I went to see this movie. I don't even remember what movie it was. I went to see a movie with Mandy. And I remember her being upset because it was the super screen. But they weren't even using anywhere near the full screen. Like, it was weird. It was like they were showing us the projection from another theater on the giant screen, but there was so much vacant property.
Meanwhile, you're pouring sweat going, what the hell's going on here?
I was so confused. And then I pulled off my jacket. I was like, all right, because I thought I was going insane. Mandy, please, touch the back of this chair. I don't know what's happening. And, yeah, she was like, oh, wow, that is really warm. And then I saw the glowing light, and I'm like, oh, I think I know what happened. Fortunately for Mandy, that completely made the movie viewing experience better.
Because she turned it on and got toasty.
Immediately. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and every time it turned off, because it automatically turns off, every time it turned off, she hit it again.
I feel like there needs to be a cooling option for other people.
Agreed.
That it turns into like a block of ice you're sitting on. So I would very much appreciate that.
Absolutely. Especially when it's a full theater. It gets
yeah.
real warm in there. But anyway, to my review of Venom, yeah, I saw it in 3D. The 3D did not add or subtract anything, in my opinion. Like, I don't feel like I got a better experience than anyone else, but it wasn't that egregious, like, shooting stuff out at you for fun because you're
like
watching
3D.
They were
pandering to you.
Right. Like, it was none of that nonsense. So, yeah, the only real, I guess, problem that I had with 3D just in general is there was already a lot of stuff going on the screen. Asa talked about it last week. There's obviously you've seen it in the trailers. There's a fight between two symbiotes, and
that was hard to keep track of.
Yeah, try keeping track of it in the 3D, where like it's having trouble like blurring in and out, like it was weird. I did not enjoy that fight scene with 3D.
So I really did like the movie, I put it on the same level as like The Punisher and Daredevil, where it was like, oh, those were good movies, I enjoyed them, but they're never going to be super memorable, you know.
You said Punisher and Daredevil, and I went to Netflix, and I'm like, please do not tell me you were comparing Venom to.
But there were parts of the movie that I actually did kind of go. It was the gif of the dude with the question mark.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly, it was the scene, and I won't spoil too much, but where the little girl walks into the high tech facility.
Yeah,
and the boss is just there. He's like, "What are you doing here, little girl?" It's like, okay, this is the second time people have just wandered into your facility. Do you not have security?
No, yeah, he has the most high-tech, crazy security on the planet. That but people little just girl
walk
just,
into.
Yeah, yeah, walk past.
And he's just, like, not questioning it either. Just, yeah, well, are you lost?
Are you lost, little girl?
Did you somehow lose your way into the most highly guarded section of my facility?
In the middle of the night?
And what's even more ridiculous, like, in that same vein, so you have, like, the scene where the other person that gets in, obviously with another individual, they had to question her, and they used their like methods of people reading to figure out it was her that was the leak.
Yeah, it took a while for them to figure it out, and I was like, do you not have a security camera?
Right. Is there not like surveillance?
But I think Lindsay
made
like,
a good point.
If they don't want people to know about this,
maybe they don't have cameras
what they're
to record
doing.
It.
They're not going to have cameras because that would be evidence.
And that's the only way I got through the scene with any kind of like, okay.
But it also was like, don't they have a way of telling, like, okay, so only certain key cards could get into certain things?
Right, like it tells
so
you
like
who
when
got
they
in.
Keep track of who logs in.
Yeah.
Right.
And when? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, no, there's so many reasons why, like, that should not have taken near as long as it did.
Yeah. Yeah. Although I was surprised at the deaths that happened in the movie, specifically one. I was honestly surprised that they were killed off. I didn't think they would be. And I don't want to spoil it too much.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
I also
about.
Really liked the post-credit scene, or the mid-credit scene with Woody Harrelson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go on any more than that because it is a little bit of a spoiler.
I did too.
I feel like we need to mention that, though, because especially with the interview that the producer did, where, oh, that character doesn't need an R rating. There's nothing about that character that couldn't be done in PG-13, realistically.
Yeah. I mean, to
keep it faithful to the character.
To be fair, they did it in the comics. It wasn't, you know, like super gory.
Yeah,
it was in parts, but like you can get away with more in comic books than you can in TV mm-hmm. or movies.
I really. All right, can we just do a quick spoiler thing and tell people to zoom ahead a minute or two?
I mean, how spoilery is it?
It's just that part,
just the mid-credit scene.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not a huge spoiler anyway. So, right. Yeah.
If you don't want anything spoiled.
Because this does not like spoil anything of the main movie.
Right.
This is just the mid-credit scene, which is setting up the next film.
Right. But skip ahead a minute. And starting now is your last warning. Okay. So, the one thing I hated about that scene, because I love Woody Harrelson.
Mm-hmm.
One, his hair was ridiculous, but I guess it's Cletus Cassidy, so it's supposed to be.
That friggin' wig.
Yeah, it was the dumbest looking wig I've ever seen.
But the thing that got me most was when he said, when I get out of here, there will be carnage. Like, that was so cringy. That's like at the end of The Punisher when he's like, you can call me The Punisher. Like, it's so cringy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hated that.
Yeah. That was, I mean, that was really a common theme through the whole film. It just... constantly like edgelord nonsense.
It was super edgelord, but it took me back to I loved Amazing, not Amazing Spider-Man. What was the Spider-Man Homecoming?
Mm-hmm.
Except for that whole MJ thing, or at the end of Dark Knight Rises, Robin. You know, it's like
I don't know, a little forced.
This felt so forced because it's like he doesn't know what the f carnage is. How ironic that he would use those terms. And I get that it's just a nod to the comic, but like I don't know, that bugged me.
Especially that apparently the symbiote's names are
their names
Venom
in
and
this
yeah.
universe.
And,
who names their symbiote kid Riot?
Like, right. Does it mean something different on your home planet?
Right.
Because yeah, that's the worst part about like this whole naming mechanism is just like they didn't know English until they've bonded with humans.
Right.
So now they have English names. Because their names
Venom
make
is
any
the
sense.
Closest translation,
right?
To what my name actually
to slithery blob language.
But anyway, yeah. No. Overall, like going, you know, finishing up my actual review of the film, I would say it's a solid rental. Like, if you're really curious about the film, I agree with Shannon. Like, it's worth going to see a matinee just to get the, you know, all the effects, get everything on the big screen, because nothing's quite as good as it is on the big screen.
Yeah, yeah.
But other than that, though, like, if you just kind of want to watch the movie, it's easily a rental will be fine.
It's definitely not the worst superhero movie of all time.
No.
No, definitely not.
It did not take that. Like, it's still like, better than most of the DC movies.
It's an enjoyable film. I don't know about that.
I'd give it most.
I mean, because how many DC films are there? There's.
I'm assuming you're not counting like the Dark trilogy, Knight,
right?
Right. No, I'm talking about the DCU movies.
Because there's BVS, Justice League, Suicide Squad, Wonder Woman. That's it, right? The
Pretty
four
much.
Of those four, Suicide Squad is the only one I hated. I actually liked the others quite a bit, so I can't agree with that.
And that's what I said in my review, is that like it's not like I did not like this movie at all. Like, there were a couple parts that were enjoyable, but it felt completely unnecessary. And it, like, if it wasn't Venom, this would have just been a bad sci-fi movie. But so it's at the same time, like, it wasn't so bad that it was like laughable, like Suicide Squad was.
Right.
Like, it wasn't, you know, oh, let's watch it, make fun of it, like Mystery Science Theater type thing.
Mm-hmm.
This was just like, I kind of wish I hadn't seen that.
There was a lot of people too that said that this movie had no connection to Spider-Man, which is a blatant lie. There were two very big connections to Spider-Man in it. That
not Spider-Man himself.
The Spider-Man universe.
The Spider-Man lore, yes, yeah. But I'm talking. When I said that, I mean
there was no mention.
No, and no mention of Spider-Man, because everybody before this movie came out was swearing up and down. No, Tom Holland's on the IMDb page.
Yeah, he's going to.
They're
cameo.
Not going to make a Venom movie without Spider-Man.
Right.
No, they just made little nods. Internet. They made little nods to Spider-Man's to other side characters in Spider-Man's universe.
Yep. But I know a lot of people that didn't pick up on the big one, and like I had to explain it to them.
Which one was the big one?
Jameson.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Like, to me, that was because people that told me, I asked somebody who had seen it, like, is there anything that ties this together to Spider-Man? They're like, no, it's completely its own thing. There's no Spider-Man ties. I'm like, oh, okay.
Because they're also in San Francisco instead of New York.
Right.
But
they mentioned New York.
Eddie mentions that, he left New York and he had a job at the Bugle.
Nope. He had a job at the Globe.
Oh, yep. That's right. Didn't they mention the Bugle at some point in that movie?
Nope.
Okay. I just know, they mentioned Jameson's son.
I think they might, like, in a passing thing mention the Bugle, but Eddie worked at the Globe and got fired from the Globe.
Yep.
Gotcha. That's silly. I mean, like, if they're going to mention Jameson, they could have mentioned Eddie working at the Bugle.
Yeah, that was such a weird, like, tie that, like, they still kept the Jameson thing in, but... You know, that sets up future. If they ever want to do the crossover, now they can. Or if they don't, they don't have to.
Or not. Just like.
Because they've already booked two more movies, right?
I hope not.
No, they've already signed up for two sequels.
Tom
we talked
Hardy,
about that.
Yeah, has signed a contract for two extra movies. But yeah, no, there was one other character that I thought we'd see in those other two movies, didn't happen. I think it was probably the one you mentioned to Asa.
Oh, yeah.
Probably. I don't know. I didn't hear what you mentioned to Asa. But anyway, we'll go ahead and move on from that. We got an Aladdin trailer, which who here at the table has seen it?
I did.
I don't think so.
This is very much one of the opposite of what Disney and especially Marvel usually does, where they called this the first trailer. This was a teaser.
Yeah.
This was a super teaser.
But absolutely.
It was
I was going to say, like, I'm hyped for it.
I thought it was extremely well done. I never really loved Aladdin to begin with, so.
No, I did.
But, I mean, it was.
Do.
Everything looked great. Like, they even had the giant mouth on the cave and the guy walking in and it crashing down on him, so.
Yeah, because basically, for those of you that haven't seen it, it goes through, and if you have seen the original Aladdin, the teaser is literally just the part where he goes into the cave and finds the lamp.
Yep.
And everything looks gorgeous.
It does, but I'm not hyped for Will Smith as Genie.
I mean,
I'll probably love it, but
yeah, I've just got to separate it from OG Genie.
Like, yeah, Robin Williams, them some big shoes to fill.
Yeah,
and then later Dan Castellaneta.
Yep, in the cartoon. Oh, did he do
the
movies
movie.
Or did he?
He did the second movie. You know, Dan Castellaneta is Homer Simpson.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Also, the Robot Devil.
Yes, true.
but anyway, yeah, no, I'm excited about this movie. We got a release date for May 24th, 2019. So, yeah, no, I'm excited for this movie. I definitely want to see it.
Disney's done a pretty good job of their live action adaptations. I really like Jungle Book. It was pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. Jungle Book and Beauty and the Beast were both really good.
I like Beauty and the Beast too, yeah. I know Lindsay did not care for Maleficent. She kind of liked it, but she hated the revisionist history of turning it into a sympathetic character.
Was that part of like this Disney remakes though?
Yeah.
Like I thought that was just something new and different.
No, that was like the first one they did.
Well, I know they did it, but like...
Oh, then there was that terrible Huntsman movie. The, what was it? Is it Snow White? No.
Snow White and the Huntsman, or?
The first one that had Kristen Stewart as, was it Snow White?
I'm pretty sure it was Snow White and the Huntsman.
Yeah, I didn't care for that one.
Yeah, I didn't think either of those movies were made. Well, Maleficent, I think, was made by Disney.
So yeah, I don't think that was made by Disney.
I don't think that one was Disney.
I'm going to look it up. I'm almost positive.
So, I mean, those are public domain characters, so Disney doesn't, it could have been someone other than Disney. Same thing with Maleficent, I'm pretty sure. Regardless, did you guys see that there's going to be, we talked about it last week, a Lilo and Stitch live action coming up?
I did not. I'm excited now.
Yeah, they announced we're getting a live action version of Lilo and Stitch, which is going to be pretty sweet. Yeah. Because, yeah, we talked about it last week. This will be the first, Aladdin will be the first of those live action Disney movies that I actually see in theaters. Because I've seen Jungle Book and Beauty and the Beast, but I did not watch either of them in theaters. They were both good movies. I like Jungle Book. I just don't love Jungle Book. And also, I did not think it was going to be a good movie.
But it was good.
It was good. Great. I loved it. I ended up enjoying it a lot, especially Christopher Walken. That was fantastic.
See, wasn't Idris Elba the bad guy? Was the bad
Shao
guy?
Khan?
Shere Khan.
Shere Khan.
Yeah.
Shao Kahn. Shao Kahn was the bad guy in the Jungle Book.
Yeah.
Yeah, Shere
Khan. I would have seen the Jungle Book if that was the case.
I don't remember, honestly.
I'm going to look it up, too.
This one
I'm actually sure of.
Yeah, I think you're right, but I don't know for sure.
He should be James Bond.
Eventually.
He already said no.
Oh, never mind. So not eventually.
Asshole. Yeah, he is Shere Khan.
Yeah, okay. All right. Ryan Coogler signs on for the Black Panther sequel. As big and amazing as the first one was, I was sure that he was going to come back, but...
Man, they're going to have a hard time writing that, though.
I don't know.
That happened.
I don't know. I don't know what his Twitter feed looks like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well.
What's that a reference to?
James Gunn.
Oh, yeah.
Because he wrote and directed the first Black Panther, but then now he's coming back for the second one.
Until somebody pulls up his Twitter feed. We're not going to get into that. Though, speaking of James Gunn, I'll get to that in a minute, actually, because before I leave Marvel, I want to mention Scarlett Johansson has landed a significant payday in the Black Widow solo film. She's getting $15 million for her role in the solo Black Widow film, which just...
As many dollars.
Holy crap.
I'm both happy for her and proud of her, and at the same time, Black Widow is my least favorite one, so I kind of feel conflicted.
It really depends on what
least
they do.
Least favorite what?
Character of, like, the whole...
The Avengers, okay.
Yeah, and it's not because it's a female character. I like Scarlett Johansson quite a bit. It's like her and Hawkeye, because when you have so many super-powered heroes, then you have the two that are really good at fighting. You know, it just kind of throws me off.
You done triggered Asa. When you mention Hawkeye.
Hawkeye's the best one.
I mean,
I just recently reread the Matt Fraction run from 2012, and it is hands down one of the best things in comics.
Notice I didn't say Hawkeye, though, in that same vein, because I actually do like Hawkeye more. He's a funnier character.
No, you already.
They didn't do the whole Hulk thing with him.
I'm surprised.
Because they couldn't, because he can't get pregnant.
I am surprised they're doing the Black Widow solo movie, because, I mean, I'm not surprised, but I... Ever since the first Avengers movie, I wanted a Black Widow Hawkeye movie, like a team-up movie.
Because they haven't said that it's going to be just exclusively Widow.
Mm-hmm. It can't be.
So my guess, I still want to see it. I want to see a Tales of Suspense movie with Widow, Hawkeye,
and the Punisher,
and Winter Soldier.
And the Punisher.
I mean, that would also be cool.
Because they made an animated movie about that. It was called Something Confidential, and it was about Black Widow and the Punisher. And they work surprisingly well together. And it's not like they don't own the rights to the Punisher.
It's true.
You know, maybe it's time to introduce some of these characters.
Punisher is pretty great.
He's the second best Punisher.
That's now, yeah, I'll give you that.
Behind Dolph Lundgren.
That's not where I thought you were going.
I knew that's where he was going.
I'm staying there, too.
You would. I would like to see that, though. Basically, because we already know that Widow and Hawkeye have history together. And we also know that Widow has history with Winter Soldier. Because she knew the tag. She knew everything about... Well, I say everything about him. Knew about him and had, I think, in canon, interacted with him before.
Mm-hmm.
Like, had a mission go south because of the Winter Soldier. So I would really like to see a movie about that.
Wouldn't the Winter Soldier obliterate her, though, in a fight?
Well, not necessarily. I mean, yeah, the Winter Soldier is way stronger, but Widow's got her gadgets and she's a better hand-to-hand combatant.
I guess we'll find out.
Right, yeah, if it happens. We'll see. But, yeah, no, I would very much like to see that kind of movie. And Marvel's already proven they can do the cool spy stuff. Like, with the Winter Soldier, like Captain America Winter Soldier movie, was a pretty cool, like, action, like, espionage flick. And, yeah, no, I think that could be really cool, really fun.
We'll see.
We'll see, indeed.
It's just hard for me to get legitimately excited for anything in the MCU until Avengers 4 comes out.
That's fair.
Till they retcon everything they did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Going back though, James Gunn, we talked about him a minute ago. He did get hired by DC to write and direct Suicide Squad 2.
Now that's a little bit more exciting, I guess.
If anybody could turn it around, James Gunn can.
I was going to say, yeah. Like, I can't think of a franchise where the second movie was just like exponentially better than the first one.
Empire Strikes Back.
Happens in video games all the time. No, I mean, but like this one's going to be like, it's going to feel like
go from terrible to really good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Cause I was about to say, I wouldn't call the Empire exponentially better than New Hope.
Yeah.
No, I mean like going from like one of the worst movies ever made to
completely turning
around. It's James Gunn, like assuming WB keeps their nose out of it and he gets to actually just write the story he wants to write.
Yep. Cause I think it was Derek that tagged me in, one of the posts on Facebook about James Gunn getting hired for it. And yeah, no, I'm really excited for that premise. I think James Gunn could make a great movie as long as WB stays out of it. And I don't think they will.
Do you think that it's going to feel just a lot like Guardians of the Galaxy?
I hope so.
I'd be fine with that. Like dark, like darker, like grittier, at the same time a little upbeat. Basically more violent Guardians of the Galaxy.
Do you keep the same cast?
No.
Oh, okay.
I see, and I don't.
Why
think,
not? Because I mean,
I don't think the cast was anything near the list of reasons that Suicide Squad was awful.
Yeah, I don't think the cast
I thought was legit good. Margot Robbie was a great Harley Quinn, despite the character being written poorly. Mm-hmm. I thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, yeah, we all agreed on that. I think.
What was the name of the guy that did Captain Boomerang? Because I actually like him a lot, and I can't remember his name.
I don't remember his name.
It's Jai Courtney.
That sounds right.
Yeah, Jai Courtney, I think, did a great job as Captain Boomerang. He was actually probably my favorite part of the movie, which is crazy because he was so insignificant.
Yeah.
But he
really was.
But he was so much fun. And then I can't even pretend to announce Adewale's last name. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I thought he was pretty good as Killer Croc, other than, again, Killer Croc being poorly done, and also he looked like a Goomba.
Yeah, Croc looked awful. He definitely looked like a Goomba from... I honestly cannot think of him as anything other than a Goomba from the original Mario Brothers movie.
Angry Goomba.
Angry Goomba.
Angry Goomba that likes BET.
He got himself a big screen down in them sewers. No, I did not like the look of Killer Croc at all. And while I don't think that James Gunn had anything to do with the look of the aliens and Guardians of the Galaxy, if somehow he can hire the guy that did to make us a better looking Croc.
Poach him over.
Yeah.
Well, I think the problem is that they went with a real person as opposed to CG.
Well,
look at Deadpool 2 with Juggernaut. Like everyone,
Juggernaut looked awesome.
Everyone universally agrees that Juggernaut was infinitely cooler in this than he was in the live action movie.
Oh, absolutely.
In fairness, CGI also advanced what 12 years since the live action Juggernaut happened.
Yeah,
it's true.
It didn't look like they even tried for the original Juggernaut.
Well, they looked at Vinnie Jones and were like, "You're big. Put this bondage outfit on and see what happens."
Yeah, you could kind of pull off Juggernaut.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you get some more abs, though, please?
Nah.
So I think CG Croc's probably the way to go.
Yeah, yeah. I would agree. Mm-hmm. Like, have him evolve a little bit, and yeah, give us a CG Croc.
I guess my big question is, do you keep Will Smith? Because I thought he did fine as the character, but I imagine he also demands a higher price, and do you think he is necessary?
Bring
up the guy from Arrow.
Oh, yeah. That guy did a great Deadshot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember what his name is, but he was solid. I mean, and Will Smith did a great job, too.
But it was too Will Smithy, was my opinion.
He was absolutely Will Smith playing Floyd Lawton.
Yeah.
If they can find a way to write Will Smith as not Will Smith.
In the script, it just says not Will Smith.
Like, please just don't be
Big Willie.
You have
style.
To act.
Yeah.
Like, become this other character.
Please, no Big Willie style. Get rid of Rick Flag forever. Bring back Slipknot. Find a way. He can climb anything.
He can climb anything. That's great. I don't think he's coming back, though. It's that great. Was a pretty permanent end.
I don't know. That Amanda Waller is real tricky.
Yeah. Get rid of Joker.
No, keep Joker, but make it Joaquin Phoenix. I don't even care how he does. It's going to be better.
It's got to be better than Leto.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just don't even mention him. Like, and Harley broke up, and they're done.
Oh, no, have the Joker show up and make it not Jared Leto, but a guy that just looks like him, and then have the real Joker kill him and be like, who was that?
But, yeah, no, there's a lot of things that James Gunn could do well with this film. And
like cast Batista?
Batista desperately wants on this film.
Which is hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, please, get me out of this MCU.
Get me out of this franchise.
So I can get to DCEU.
So I can get to James Gunn. That's some loyalty right there.
It really is.
I mean, Batista has also been just extremely vocal about his feelings of the treatment of James Gunn.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't say I disagree with him.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Because Disney just went a little overboard on that one.
They chickened out.
They totally backed down to just like a lunatic.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. No, I don't like that at all.
They should have taken the WWE approach, and no matter how much evidence you put in front of them that something is bad, stay with the plan.
Yep.
That's the way to go.
That's right. I'm not going to get excited about this though. Like,
I like the DC movies anyway, so, I mean, it's
but
just
Suicide Squad
it.
Was so bad.
What?
Quit bringing that one up. That has nothing to do with this.
But what? So, say Bautista gets hired.
He's the new Killer Croc.
What? Killer Croc?
Yeah. He's got it. Watch him be the new Deadshot.
Sold.
Oh, you're bigger than last time.
Bane.
And white. Bane. Yeah, he would be a good Bane.
Bautista would do a good Bane.
As opposed to Tom Hardy.
They don't need to give him that muscle suit.
Who is now Venom? We're just the flip-flopping.
Which Venom is what made Bane Bane.
Shannon can't handle what just happened.
Oh, the Illuminati's calling me.
All right, so moving on to some other DC news. We got our first look at Batwoman in the Arrowverse.
Yep.
So you've seen it?
I have. Ruby Rose, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen like a picture.
That's pretty much
all it is.
Yeah, that's all it is, the picture. Okay.
Someone send it to me and like complained about it, and I literally said, like, what is there to complain about? It looks almost picture perfect.
It looks like Alex Ross drew Batwoman.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it looks great.
Like, what do you want other than perfection?
My only complaint, and it's something that the CW has been doing lately, a lot of people complained about how every hero in the CW-verse wore effectively a leather uniform. Like, it looks, you know, kind of close to the, it's based on the comic books, but they put their, a real world spin on it. Like, they're wearing leather because that's flexible, lightweight, and, you know, looks all right.
Are you saying leather is flexible and lightweight?
I mean, compared to armor? Yeah. What? Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm thinking, like, when you say armor, like,
was your family killed by leather? Like,
well, no. I go back to like Daredevil and the Batman movies, where like originally in the original Daredevil movie and in the comic, it very much looked like he wore leather, and then in the show they went with the like I forget exactly what it was, but it was like it was armored in places, but it was like a fiber, like a microfiber type thing, and then like Batman, he had like an armored thing too and leather. It's like, to me, they're trying to get away from the leather look from the comics.
They are, like, CW is trying to. Well, in the comic books, most of their costumes look like basically spandex, like super super duper skin tight stuff, which is why like you can see all the muscles and the abs and
other things,
the other things that comic books frequently show off.
Little feet.
Depending on who's drawing, or really big feet, depending on who's drawing. But either way, they were trying to put that kind of a more realistic spin on it in the CW verse by everything was like, if not leather, then, you know, that a kind of a material similar to it. And so I guess people have been complaining about that for a while. So now in like the most recent seasons and everything, they're trying to go towards more like a comic book accurate suit. So like even the Flash got a more spandexy suit. And same thing with Arrow is getting a different kind of suit entirely, but I haven't kept up with the Arrows, so I don't know.
Spandex doesn't really look good.
No.
I don't know if anyone, well, some people it does. But.
And I think Batgirl, or Batwoman rather, was a good opportunity to make a leather suit. Don't get me wrong, what they did looks great.
It does.
And I think it looks awesome, and I'm really pumped for it. I think it's going to be super cool. It's just, it's confusing to me.
To be fair, it looks good in a picture.
That's also true.
Like, that's like, if you see someone in a good cosplay in a picture, it looks good. But in motion and stuff, it could look worse. You know, once you actually see it in the TV show, it might look ridiculous.
But at the same time, we've had a bunch of things that look fine in picture, but when we see it in motion, it's like, or not, Jesus.
Other way around. It looks awful in picture.
It looks real, but like Shazam.
Shazam
looks terrible. It still looks bad, but it doesn't look as bad.
Right.
But it's also not finished yet. Remember?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Still a lot of work to be done on this movie we wrapped 3 months ago.
It looks a lot better than what they're doing with Titans, which Titans already got a second season, so.
Did it really?
Well, yeah, because they own the network.
In this world.
Like, they can do whatever they want. Yeah, apparently the first episode has aired.
And apparently it got a good review.
I did see a review and someone pointed out that the whole F Batman thing was completely out of context. And that's not Robin's character.
Yeah.
It just leads to the question of why the would you put it in?
Yeah, who decided to
in
market
the trailer
that?
Yeah. Then?
Yeah, I don't know if you guys in listening land could hear my eyes roll, but like, I don't know if they could have rolled any harder.
The day that that came out, I had so much fun making the F Batman
that
pictures,
you did.
Because that was the most ridiculous thing that I've heard in a long time.
It was so dumb. So dumb. All right, CBS has ordered a pilot for a new DC show, meaning this is a show that's coming out not on CW, not on the DC universe, but CBS. And it's going to be for DC's Secret Six.
Desperate.
which, I don't know.
I don't even know who the Secret Six are.
Okay, they've been multiple different teams. The picture that was associated with the article is the most recent team back in like 2008, I think, is right. What.
Get ready for the obscure character.
Yeah. I'll give a dollar to anybody who knows more than three of these, more than half the team.
Oh,
because, all right, the first two are going to be really easy.
Also, this only goes to us at the table?
Yes.
Because you're on the internet right now, so it's real easy for you to just, you know, hit that Google machine.
Yeah. All right, so the first two are going to be real easy, Bane and Deadshot.
I know them.
Yeah. All right, yeah. So now
I
you got to
get one more.
You need to get two more. I said more than half.
Well, son of a bitch.
It's six. All right. Catman.
I know Catman.
I'm tapping out.
I do know Catman.
I'm tapping out immediately.
All right, Ragdoll. Yep. Scandal.
I know the show.
Great political show.
It's just a sitcom.
And the last one, if you didn't know those two, definitely not going to know this one, no. Jeanette.
Jeanette! Just like, and Frank. Like.
Yeah, no, she's a character that was specifically made in the comic. She has not appeared in any other medium than the Secret Six comic book.
Are you telling me they weren't clamoring to get her in the DC movies? Jeanette?
Jeanette.
You sure she wasn't in the background in one of those shots? I mean.
Yeah, she is a.
Her powers just, you know, blending into the background.
She's like, what's his name from Deadpool 2? All I can think of is what Deadpool kept calling him.
Peter Bear?
Yeah, Peter. Yeah. That was the name I was trying to think of. Why are you all looking at me like that?
I don't know what he's talking
about. I mean, there was literally an invisible character in that movie.
Fair. But yeah, no, just regular Joe is what I was getting at.
Right.
But anyway, yeah, Jeanette, she was actually a character made for that book. She has some superpower. She always walks around in like Victorian era clothing. She's weird.
Really thought he was going to say Victoria's Secret.
But the weirdest looking one in that image was Ragdoll. He's a weird looking dude.
His ability is that when he gets knocked down, his limbs flail.
Has it been cast already?
No.
Oh, okay.
We don't even know if this is actually the six in it. Like, this is just the most
recent.
Oh,
that's just the photo they used.
This is the photo they used for the article.
Because when they said, hey, put up something showing that we got the Secret Six, put a picture up in case, you know, when everybody just says, who?
Yeah, like I said, it went with the most recent comic book team, and that may not be the team that we get. All we know is they've ordered a pilot. Mm-hmm.
And I can almost guarantee that pilot will not be picked up.
Almost guaranteed.
And if they do, it's not lasting past the season. Just be honest. Even if it was a good show, it won't last past the season.
No. It won't, because nobody cares about any of these characters unless they put in Bane and Deadshot. But DC has already made it extremely clear that they do not want existing characters outside of their movies.
Right.
Which is why, who was the character that they got in a lot of trouble for on the Arrow that they couldn't use?
Was it Ra's?
Maybe. No, because Ra's was in the Arrowverse. But there was
Is that not what you meant?
There was a character that they explicitly could not use in the Arrowverse because they didn't want to cause confusion. And I don't remember who it was now. Because I remember talking about it, and it was ridiculous because it would be adding to a list of characters that are in both. Like The Flash and Deadshot.
Was it Harley?
Yes, it was. Because it was the Suicide Squad. Because in Arrow, they set up the Suicide Squad in an episode of Arrow.
Didn't you
hear her laugh or something from a cell or something like that?
Yeah, you heard her laugh in the cell, and you got a silhouette of a woman with pigtails. Mm. And they were going to do like a Suicide Squad story arc in Arrow, but DC said no because they're working on a Suicide Squad movie and they didn't want people confused.
I bet they wish people were confused now.
So, yeah, we're probably not going to get...
Although, didn't Suicide Squad make a stupid amount of money?
It did.
It won an Oscar.
It did.
Those really just mean that someone had money.
No, because the Oscars are all bought. That's how that works. And the only thing they managed to get from the Oscars was best makeup.
For who? I mean, Killer Croc looked nice.
Croc looked pretty good. And Enchantress, so did Diablo.
When she was doing her wiggle.
Empire or Diablo. Diablo.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I don't want to use my power.
But anyway.
Die before I use it. Hey, can you use it? All right.
Got it. All right, and the last little bit of news from here. Iron Fist has been canceled, making it the first Marvel Netflix show to be canceled.
How bad was that show that they canceled
it? Season 2 was...
Okay, that's the thing. Season 1 was trash. It was not a good show.
Yeah.
Season 2 pretty much turned it around almost entirely. It was in the lower... Like, I would still put it in like the lower half of the seasons that we've gotten of stuff.
Of the Marvel Netflix series.
I thought it was better than Luke Cage season 2, especially the ending.
The ending was absolute. The way they wrapped it up, everything they wrapped up was better than the ending of Luke Cage season 2.
Yeah, and it led to so much stuff you could do with Colleen and even Ward, Ward. Was it Ward?
Ward looks a lot like Ward.
Ward's from Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I'm about to say, man, are they crossing over?
No.
I can't remember his name.
One of the Meacham siblings.
Yeah.
The male Meacham sibling.
The brother. I can't remember his name.
Is it not Ward? Ward is Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. as well.
I'll pull it up real quick. But him and Danny going out, and as much as I hated it initially, the gun.
Yeah.
But then I ended up rereading Matt Fraction's Iron Fist run, where he actually delves into the history of the Iron Fist. And goes through, like, there's the Pirate Queen, which comes up in that season.
Yeah.
And then even the guy that, I can't remember his name because it wasn't his dad, but he, like, trained with his dad. Because comic origins and Netflix origins are very different.
Right.
He's just like, oh, yeah, no. And he shoots and the bullet has, like, it's cool.
Yeah.
There's so many cool things that they could have done with this.
Did he ever get his costume?
No.
At all?
No.
No, he hadn't gotten his costume yet.
We got the bandana in the flashback scene, but...
That was it.
This is... I'm so mad. I'm trying not to cuss, but I'm so mad about it.
Yeah.
Unless they canceled it to just make a Heroes for Hire show, and like, hey, season 2 of Luke Cage, most of that's non-canon, we're just gonna...
Because honestly, what I would be fine with and what I hope they do season 3 Luke Cage, and they get him out of, you know, the stuff they've left him in.
Predicament they left him in.
And then the next season involving both of them is Heroes for Hire.
Yeah,
like, Danny helps Luke get out of the business that he's in. Next show is Heroes for Hire.
It doesn't make any sense to me that they would cancel this show because, again, it's Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
So it's... Yeah.
And season two was, like Asa said, season two was really good.
Because it's not like Luke Cage was, like, a ton better from what I'm understanding.
Luke Cage season two was good, but it definitely, like, I don't think the Luke Cage season two was better than Iron Fist season two.
And it's baffling that they would cancel a hot property that could be even hotter.
It was Ward.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I actually, like, I'm a little different from Asa in that I liked Iron Fist season two enough that I would put it in the top half of Marvel Netflix. Like, I think that it was that good. It just...
I mean, there had to be... I almost feel like it's a conspiracy, that there had to be something else that drove this decision.
My hope is somebody was like, let's just do Heroes for Hire. And then we can also do Daughters of the Dragon, which would be amazing, because Misty Knight in both Luke Cage and Iron Fist.
Knight, Wing, has a good ring to it.
I like it. But yeah, and Colleen was awesome in that season.
Colleen
too.
Was awesome. Misty Knight has been consistently show stealing in any of the seasons stuff she's been in.
So I watched a part of Bob was watching it, and I walked in and I saw this woman talk to him, and I immediately knew it was Misty Knight. I don't know why, I just knew it was, and he confirmed it, and I was like, man, everything I know about Misty Knight was from, like, maybe it's old comic books and the Marvel Heroes game, but like, she had that 70s look, which was really cool.
Yeah, she had the big afro. And
right, and I was like, I was expecting that, and Bob was like, okay, but you remember how they used to dress Luke Cage too, right? They don't do that either, so.
He did get a scene with the circlet.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
were part of the, and when he was being experimented on, the gauntlets and the crown were part of the experiment.
And he went and grabbed a shirt off of a clothesline because he was shirtless, which, you know, real bummer. But he put a shirt on, and it was a billowy, like, white linen t-shirt.
It was a yellow blouse.
That's awesome.
It was fantastic. You know, it was only for, like, it was on screen for maybe 10 seconds.
Yeah.
But it was still just like,
I know that.
I get it.
I know that.
I love it.
And in fairness, Misty did show up a couple of times with an afro.
Mm-hmm.
In between,
it just wasn't,
like, some of the,
you know,
shows
it didn't fill
in.
Up the rest of the room.
It wasn't that 70s afro.
Yeah.
Remember that 70s afro starring Topher Grace?
Anyway.
Better Venom.
All right, so this next portion of our podcast is...
You really think so? Or is that just a joke?
You.
No. No. I need to know.
What did he say?
About half and half.
I said Topher Grace. He said Better Venom.
Ooh.
At least he knew what movie he was in.
That's fair. I don't think it's Tom Hardy's fault, though.
Well,
somebody didn't tell Tom Hardy.
Someone directed
what was going
him,
on.
And he
did it poorly.
The
worst part about Topher Grace's Venom, and then I'm gonna let you finish, was the fact that they barely ever showed the Venom face. He almost always had it where it was down to his neck, and it was just his face with, like, fangs.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know if the CG wasn't right or what, but you have to admit that Venom himself looked great in this movie. You know,
absolutely.
For the most part.
But, yeah. I mean, CG is
again,
come a
yeah,
long
this,
way since Spider-Man 3.
Yeah, 2009 anymore.
Maybe we can CG that hair out of what's-his-name's face.
Tobey Maguire.
Just go on with it. Today's show is brought to you by the letter... F.
This next portion of our podcast is brought to you by our wonderful friends at Villainous Grounds.
Villainous Grounds.
Get all your comic books there. Do it. And some coffee. All right. Peter Tomasi and Doug Mankey are taking over.
Tim Mankey. Oh, is that not a joke?
Doug.
That's his real name?
Doug Mankey.
Oh, my bad. I thought you misspoke. I was going to make fun of it.
I don't know if that may not be how it's pronounced, but
it might
it's
not be.
Definitely
it could be Monk.
M-A-H-N-K-E.
There is a guy. All right. So real quick.
Mank.
In the new Tales from the Hood movie, Tales from the Hood 2, one of the characters' names is Dumas Beach. That's all I'm going to say.
Have you watched it?
No. When I was reading the review, they mentioned that you think that it's going to go for, like, lowbrow humor. There's a guy named Dumas Beach, just so someone could call him Dumbass Bitch by accident. Well, can we not say that on the show?
No.
This is very PG.
Very PG.
My bad.
It's like the third time he said it, though. So
I apologize.
I only heard the only other ones. There are only two that I don't really like that are part of the not huge ones.
Yeah, I see. I thought this was like PWU. Well, not so much PWU, but like where we can curse, just don't like say big curse words. I apologize. I apologize to all the kids out there. I will watch my language. I'm sorry.
Anyway.
Laugh over their sailor mouth.
Detective Comics issue 944. They're taking over as the new creative team.
Looks like I'm picking Detective back up. Because I dropped it after Tinian left.
You like Peter
Tomasi?
Because
I love Tinian. I do. I can't remember. He was writing something very recently that I really, really enjoyed.
I have no idea. I can't think
I can't
of
remember off the top of my head what it was.
Written that I've, but then again, I've been
also,
way into more into Marvel lately.
He also did an interview where he was talking about this, and he said that they have plans for issue 1000. So he's like in it for
the long haul
here.
That's good, because changing the creative teams this frequently is not good for your comic book. Like, and it, they're not going to stop Detective. Like, that's going to keep happening. So they need to, you know, stick with a team.
Yes.
Anyway, I mean, they don't need to go full Dan Slott on it, but no. Stick with the team. All right. Donny Cates' Guardians of the Galaxy cover got released. It gave us the rest of the team. We talked about last week. We're going to get a Cosmic Ghost Rider as one of the members of the team. And they've since unveiled the rest of the huge Guardians of the Galaxy roster. Yeah, and honestly, like, had I not told you guys about it before the show, I would offer the same deal.
How many people do you know?
Yeah, but I think
it's a little bit more recognizable.
Yeah, there's only like three on here that I think you guys have no idea who they are.
Moondragon.
That's one of them for sure. But
Phil Fadal or whatever his name was.
Phi Lavelle.
There you go.
Her. so you look it up because I said it was a her.
Yeah, I really did not think of it.
Anyway, we got the OG Nova, Richard Rider.
Good luck spelling it, by the way. Didn't he? Again, it's a comic book. It's comic books. I understand what I'm about to ask. Didn't he die?
Probably.
And like, make didn't they make a big deal about him dying?
Was it him, or are you thinking of Jesse Alexander?
Oh, yeah, there's been a bunch of Novas.
Yeah, because Sam's dad, Jesse, died, and that was kind of a big deal.
Because that's why, isn't that why Sam...
Became Nova. Yeah, and then he kind of came back, but then there's some, I don't remember what the drama was because I didn't read.
I thought the original one was dead, but it's that's a
distinctly possible. But again, comic books, so who knows? And especially like with Cosmic Ghost Rider in there, we already know he's done time travel. Wait, so
you might have actually just said this, but I sometimes I'm out of it. I apologize. Who was Cosmic Ghost Rider? Is it Johnny Blaze?
The Punisher.
No, it's Frank. It's Frank Castle.
Frank Castle.
You have told me that before. Oh, it's coming back to me now.
No. What? He went back in time and he grabbed a baby Thanos.
And now they're going on adventures.
What? Apparently, well, it's a phenomenal.
How much of
book
that is
too.
A joke?
Zero.
Of it. He really grabbed baby Thanos.
Yeah, he was going to go back in time to kill baby Thanos, and then
why would the Punisher not kill him?
Well, the Punisher was like, man, they were right. Killing the kid's hard. So then he was like, I'm going to make him better.
So we'll go around, and he won't be all evil.
So they just, they're cruising the galaxy.
Okay, so.
Cosmic Ghost Rider, baby Thanos. What? Solving crime.
Jesus.
Solving crimes.
Did he open up the detective agency? The galactic one? So what is the bigger, worse change? The fact that Frank Castle goes from, like, hardcore former military murdering criminals to Cosmic Ghost Rider with baby Thanos, or Sparkler Jubilee turns into Vampire Jubilee? Which one's the more ridiculous one?
Absolutely the first.
Yeah. Wow.
In fairness, it's not like it went from one book to the other. Like,
it's been a transition.
You've missed out on a lot of Frank Castle lore in the last like 5 years.
Yeah, Frank Castle has some stuff.
He worked for the government for a while in an Iron Man suit.
Yep. War Machine.
Yeah, I think I remember hearing about that. Yeah,
yeah, he painted his skull on a War Machine or armor and went around killing people with the government.
I do remember that, yeah.
Someone sent you that picture.
Yeah, and someone was really mad about it, because why would Frank Castle ever work for the government?
Mm-hmm. He would not.
Apparently works for the intergalactic government now.
Nah, he's freelance.
Yeah, he's freelance.
Guardians don't work for nobody.
Private sector.
Does he still have baby Thanos?
I don't know.
I only read the first issue.
I'm assuming he's gotten, by the end of Cosmic Ghost Rider is when this is going to start. I'm assuming that will have resolved by the end of Cosmic Ghost Rider. Or they're just going to have Kit Thanos hanging out with them.
He's one of the Guardians.
I don't want to be on this show anymore.
All right. The rest of the team, we've also got Darkhawk, which is another just really obscure character.
Looks cool, though.
Yeah.
Was Darkhawk in the movie? Was he one of the characters at the end of the second movie where they're the old team or whatever?
Mm-mm.
No, okay.
Because Darkhawk is a human, I'm pretty sure, normally. Yeah, he absolutely is, because that's part of the lore of his costume.
That's why I bought... Shane is showing us a cover of Cosmic Ghost Rider number one. That cover is why I bought the book.
Wow.
It's so
edgy.
Because
it was so edgelordy that like 14-year-old me was like, you need it.
You must buy this.
And then I read it and I was like, this is so absurd.
Also absurd. That's the second cover.
That's the second issue.
Is he fighting a giant space shark?
Yeah.
I only have the first issue, so I don't know.
I have the first three.
Oh my God.
I haven't read them yet, but I have them. It's a 5-issue series, so I went ahead and grabbed them.
Well, you come a long way, baby.
Yeah. All right, so yeah, we have Darkhawk. That's one of the characters that I didn't think any of you would know.
Mm-hmm.
Phi Lavelle, that's the other one that I don't think any of you know. That is the daughter of Captain Mar-Vell, also known as Captain Marvel, pre-Carol Danvers. Her older brother is the one that got this suit, or got the name Captain Marvel after Mar-Vell died. And there's a lot of family drama there. It's not very interesting. Beta Ray Bill, I'm sure at least Shannon knows, and I'm sure Asa knows. But a lot of people listening probably don't, and I guarantee Allie does not.
I do not.
He's Goat Thor.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not an exaggeration.
It is not.
I always hated, remember the guy that worked in the mall that would always call, he was the security guard, always called him Beta Ray Thor?
Yep.
And every time he did, I'd die a little inside.
Because he's not Thor. Basically,
like a capybara with Thor's helmet. I'll pull up a picture.
Yeah. Like his Beta Ray Bill's whole deal was that he actually beat Thor in a fight because there was drama happening, and was able to lift Thor's hammer. And, you know, that means he has the power of Thor. Mm-hmm. After everything got resolved, Beta Ray, or Hephaestus, I think is his name, right?
Hephaestus,
anyway, made him his own hammer.
Which was Stormbreaker.
Yep. Odin had him a hammer made so that Beta Ray Bill could have the power of Thor, and he kind of does his own thing.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
So I'm looking up these characters in Cosmic Ghost Rider. Why is there a Cable's version of Guardians of the Galaxy that contains the characters Juggerduck, Rocket Raccoon, Jubilee, and a woman that they believe to be Kamala Khan?
I like that you started. Oh. I like that you started to chuckle also at Rocket Raccoon.
No, I couldn't. I just went straight back to the first one.
Juggerduck.
Juggerduck, because everything
it is literally
about that.
Juggernaut with a duck bill.
Yeah, that is from the Exiles, I think. It's a whole different thing.
Because I thought I saw Jubilee, and I'm like, is that Jubilee?
Time travel makes weird things happen, and it's why Asa hates time travel as a plot device.
I do.
It's Juggerduck. What is that? Oh my God!
I need to find where Juggerduck is, and I need that comic book. all right, so... Yeah, moving on, if we can ever get through this list here. So we got Beta Ray Bill, we got Moondragon. Moondragon is the other kind of obscure one. She's a sorceress, a space sorceress. Silver Surfer, which I'm sure everybody knows. Adam Warlock, I'm sure everybody knows. And, of course, Star-Lord and Groot. And then Gladiator is the other one that's kind of obscure.
I know Gladiator.
Yeah, I know Gladiator.
Yeah. Oh, good.
It's a weird one, but yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, Cosmic Ghost Rider, as we mentioned last time. Okay, managed to make it through that. Black Widow is getting another solo book in 2019. And then DC, we need to pick up the pace a little bit.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's all right. Juggerduck. It's all right. Juggerduck is a thing, and it's funny. So yeah, Black Widow, solo book, 2019. Don't know the creative team or anything else yet. Just know that we're getting one. I would really like if Wade and Samney came back for it because their Widow solo run was really good. DC is teaming up with Rooster Teeth for a Genlock comic book and a Ruby comic book, which DC's just looking for every property they can grab.
I don't know what either of those things are.
Rooster Teeth properties.
Okay.
Yeah. They're little shorts. Anyway. Ruby, I was actually really excited for when it was first coming out, but then turned out the outside of combat animations were just awful. Just awful. All right. Next portion of our podcast is brought to you by our friends Josh and Alan of Press Start to Join. You can find all of their podcasts and their social media links on ps2jshow.com.
Love those guys.
Also, make sure you check out the shows on the last Wednesday of every month. It's their History of Gaming specials. They're all really good, and they have a ton of them now. All right. So I figured to start off just real quick since we are short on time. Me, Shannon, and Ace all picked up Black Ops 4. And have been playing it quite a bit, so I figured we'd do a quick review there. We'll go ahead and start at the end of the table with Asa.
That's who I am.
Yeah, it is.
I like it. It's same as like when we played the beta. Just it's really, really fun.
Opinion has not changed with the multiplayer since then. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there have been better games than others that influence just how much fun I'm having, but I really like it. I am interested to eventually do some more of the check out the blackout mode a little bit. Just because, I've seen it described as PUBG if it worked like it's supposed to. So I really, really enjoy it. It's the most fun I've had with a shooter in a really long time. I am bummed that there's no dedicated campaign. There's no dedicated single player, but I do plan on going through those
But there is still a story to it.
But it's not a story in the sense that every other Call of Duty game has had. there are single player missions you can go through that kind of weave a story, but it's a weird thing.
It's bits and pieces.
Yeah. But yeah, I even kind of want to check out Zombies mode. I know I've said that like the last like two Call of Duties that have come out, because I'm always curious, but I just never get into it. But no, the multiplayer's fine. It feels like this is the least amount of trouble we've had staying in a party, finding matches, pulling stuff in. Like, everything works really, really well.
Yep. Inviting friends is sometimes still a little wonky. Like, it doesn't work from the game. You just have to go outside of the game.
Which you're the only, like, whenever I pull up my friends list, like, in social, everything shows up there. So far, you're the only one that's had that issue.
Because it worked the last time I invited you guys. Mm-hmm. But every time before that, yeah, I was having to go through the actual menu, which is really weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Shannon, what do you think?
I'm going to say matinee. I really like it. I think World War II is a better game, honestly. But like, I just think it's a more complete game because it had a single player mode. We talked about the headquarters. I really like the headquarters feature. I love that they do seasonal stuff. They had game modes that they didn't have in other Call of Duties. I think World War II was way more ambitious. Black Ops 4 very much seems like it's just following the formula of the other Black Ops games.
Black Ops 3 refined.
Right. Without the campaign. And
which we don't know if they're not going to do seasonal stuff yet.
We don't.
But we do know that it doesn't have loot boxes.
That's true.
Which blew my mind.
But there was a part of me that actually liked the loot box system in World War II of getting... Like, I love how many different outfits you could get and different skins for your guns. Like I said, it just felt like they poured so much into World War II. And Black Ops 4 just seems so much more scaled back with the lack of stuff that's kind of in it. But at the same
How much time have you actually like gone through to look through stuff though? Because like,
I haven't.
There's more zombies modes, like more zombies maps at launch that have been in any other Call of Duty game.
True.
Blackout mode is a built from the ground up, new like genre defining.
That's what I think it all went into was blackout mode. Mm-hmm. I think that
they did that instead of the single player.
Right, mm-hmm. And I think that that's going to be probably the dictator on dictating whether I enjoy it more than World War II or not, because I'm a big fan of World War II.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather play this right now, but I don't know if I'd rather play this because it's new or because I enjoy it more.
I mean, you'd rather play because there's firing range and jungle.
I mean, that's true. They know the way to my heart. There are still some things in this game, though. Like, the biggest complaint I had about World War II from a gameplay standpoint was that some of the weapons were just ridiculous. The stupid shotgun with the incendiary grenade rounds. Getting shot by that and dying just because you got sparked annoys me. And I thought, well, they don't have that in this game, which is great. But what they do have in this game is a plane that flies back and forth repeatedly, dropping bombs on you to no end.
In fairness, we don't know how long that lasts because it's always in games.
Boy, it felt like forever.
That's a kill streak, a really high-level kill streak that just happens to occasionally drop in supply drops, which is a real bummer.
But at the same time, when we were playing, and especially when we played like Firing Range and Summit and stuff, because I'm familiar with them from Black Ops, it was a lot of fun. So I would say definitely pick it up. It's another Call of Duty, but I enjoy it.
Yeah, if you're a fan of the franchise, that's my opinion as well. If you're a fan of the franchise, pick this one up, especially if you liked Black Ops 3. They took out we talked about it before, but they've taken out the air jumping. So there's none of that. You do still kind of slide pretty far on the ground. They kept the specialist classes around, but none of them feel particularly ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Like the dog is kind of annoying, but if two people shoot at it, it's going to die. As long as they're paying attention, then you have the Seraph is still kind of annoying, but only because one shot kill is rough.
If you can hit.
Yeah.
They always do.
People that are good with it. Yeah. They took out the bow and arrow person from Black Ops 3, which was one of my favorites to play back then.
Is she the one that dies in the beginning?
I think so.
Okay. I don't know. I know that's a spoiler, but honestly, you probably won't even know it.
Because you have to actually seek out this story or this lore information.
And she got messed.
Oh my God, she brutal. Did.
Have you seen the video?
No, I haven't played. That's actually something I might do tonight.
Yeah, like.
Yeah, no, it's brutal. Gross. There's a reason. Like when they talk about like that graphic filter.
Do you want to? Because you can choose to turn off the graphic content.
Yeah,
it was super graphic.
If gore disturbs you, definitely do that. Because even in the main game, like you blow up body parts, fly all over the place. Like it is a brutal Call of Duty.
It's the bloodiest Call of Duty I think I've ever seen.
I will say it's not as upsetting as World War II, because like that the incendiary round shotgun, just like the screams of the burning.
That was really unsettling.
Yeah, I haven't run into one of those. The sound the dog makes is not great.
Anytime you're shooting a dog to death,
that's bothersome. Yeah, agreed.
It should have been a robot dog, and no one would have complained.
It would have made less sense in the story.
Would it?
Yeah, because Nomad has a story with the doggy.
Oh. Well, it could have been a robo doggy.
It could have been a robo doggy. I mean, I guess you're right, but it just wouldn't
brain
have been,
of his dog in the robot.
Just wouldn't have been as impactful. But anyway, yeah, no, I though am having a whole lot of fun with this, and it really is like three fairly distinct games in one. Unfortunately, you have to buy all three of them to have any one of them, because zombies mode and blackout mode both have different level up systems.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually looking through the zombie mode a little bit because I was bored yesterday. And it actually has, like, your level is completely separate from the two. Same with Blackout.
Yeah.
And even the guns, like, the level you get guns at is different in zombie mode. The swordfish is the first spec, what is it called? The special...
Tactical rifle.
Yeah, the first tactical rifle you get is the swordfish in zombie mode.
Hmm.
And if there's a few other changes, there are a few
zombie
guns.
Mode.
Yeah. There's a few guns in zombie mode that aren't in the regular one.
Yeah,
and you can one of the maps is the Titanic, which is just very, very cool.
Yeah, no, there's there's a lot of cool stuff to this one. Like if you're a fan of zombies, they went all out for zombies.
Well,
if
as you, they should, because they created it.
Yeah,
Treyarch is the one that made the zombies so.
Back in World at War.
Yep.
The bonus content that they never thought would get that big. Mm-hmm. If you beat the game, you got to kill some Nazi zombies. But yeah, no, it's obviously taken the world by storm a little bit. Lets a lot of people's, they play Call of Duty 4 zombies.
I hate Fortnite.
Yeah, well. and then we have blackout mode. Like we've talked about it before. I've talked about it numerous times. I'm not at all interested in the battle royale mode, but that doesn't mean it didn't look really great. It still played really great.
I had fun playing it.
Yeah. It's the thing of I'm bad at it and I get real unlucky. Like that time that it was me and Dalton in duos and he died and I'm running around. I have like three pieces of gear for guns. I have all sorts of ammo. I got like a perk thing picked up, not a single weapon. I could not find a gun. I had my fists.
Yeah, yeah.
And then killed. And so in that, and then also like the mix between, all right, well, we can either stay in one place and hunker down, which is boring
and waste time,
or we can run around and immediately die.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Find that balance.
Yeah, which I,
or get in a helicopter
if we can.
We did once.
Yeah, you and Dalton.
Oh, you died.
You and Dalton sure did.
I'm so sorry. I'm so
turn
sorry.
Around. Are you guys in a helicopter duel?
Oh, Asa was so mad.
He was salty.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's it's one of those things. Yeah, there's, if you were interested in any one of the three things, they're all polished and extremely well done.
That said, get some time on your hands because the disc has nothing on it and it's a 50 gig download before you can play.
So, yeah, there's definitely that little bit of an issue. It's going to take a while. It probably won't take as long now because the servers aren't as bogged down as they were because we got it on opening day.
Yeah.
Like, you know, after everybody was getting off work because that's when we were getting off work. And we started downloading it. Yeah, it took a long time.
I also think graphically it's not as impressive as I thought it was going to be.
I think it still looks gorgeous.
World War II looks a lot better, so I'm saying.
I don't think World War II looks better. But
every way.
And then, I mean, you remember when you saw the Black Ops comparison shots?
That's true, yeah. Whenever I would always complain and say, like, man, Call of Duty doesn't look much different than it did before. And then we watched a video of the maps from this game that were in the first Black Ops, and it's, like, so much nicer. So much
night
nicer.
Night and day.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it there really is a difference going from one generation to another. But, yeah, no, I highly recommend picking up this game, though. If you're even a little bit of a fan of the franchise, but it's been kind of disappointing lately, go ahead and grab this one. One of those three modes surely will make the purchase worth it to you. All right, kind of rapid fire through the last of this. PlayStation Network online ID change feature is finally coming.
Yeah, kind of. It's coming to the beta is coming to the PlayStation Previews program.
How is this such a hard thing to implement?
Well, apparently it is, because not only is it only going to be in a beta for the Previews program, they have said that you may run into errors and glitches on games that came out before August 1st, 2018. So if
good
you're,
Lord.
If you're, yeah, so Vita games, PS3 games, old PS4 games could just not work. They've mentioned that like major titles, so like Destiny 2, like that will be patched in. Like that will be fine. You'll be able to make that change.
That's insane that they're having, what is wrong with Sony?
Xbox has had this since the early Xbox 360 era.
Yeah, I don't know maybe it's because they had it so early that it they're not running into these issues, but it, whatever it is, they're trying for it. But boy, there's more questions than answers at this point.
Yeah, because, and I mean, this is one feature though that a lot of people have been clamoring for.
Yes,
particularly, because you even made a new user account, right?
Because that was my Xbox, and that was just because I was locked out of my original, my 360 one.
There's a lot of people. So yeah, Asa, and then another friend of mine, she made the mistake of making it clear via her username that she was female.
Mm-hmm.
And the amount of abuse that douchebag gamers throw out there to women playing is unreasonable and unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
And it's extremely clear if you look at her inbox on PlayStation Network.
It's like, and mine isn't even bad. Like, it's not like a super obnoxious, you know, like 420 stoner XXX thing. It's just I don't like the name. I didn't like at the time. My 360 was what I played games on. I only had the PS3 because it was the cheapest Blu-ray player you could get at the time. I don't care what my... And I think whatever my gamer tag that I wanted to use on my Xbox was already taken.
So it's just like exactly the same problem.
So it's just
the
like, same problem. So I was like, all right, whatever. I'll just switch it. Like, I'll just do something different. It's not going to matter. And then my PS3 became like PS Plus and all these free games and stuff. And then PS4 comes out. And I'm still sitting on friggin' Tijuana Tim. I'm just like, ugh.
Yeah, and then Shannon, if I remember correctly, has his normal name. Sort of.
Well, the problem was that I had originally created Tuxedo Slaw on PS4 or PS3, forgot mm-hmm. how to get into it, didn't feel like
going through
and talking to Sony, so I just made Tuxedo Jade. And then what's funny is I then tried to go back later and do something with it and found out it was taken. And remember, I was the one that took it originally. And yeah.
Yeah.
Live an embarrassing life.
And my name was just already taken. That was actually why that's how Green Zeppelin came about.
Mm-hmm.
Because I couldn't figure out anything else for my PSN username because there were so many people just making accounts since it was free on PlayStation 3 that I finally was like, I like Led Zeppelin a lot. Green Zeppelin, let's do it. Hey, it worked. And yeah, that's
like trying to name yourself on an MMO. Mm-hmm. Especially if you weren't
like
as soon as the game came out.
Trying to name, when we got into it for a little bit, like trying to find a name that was even remotely close to what I initially thought of.
Right.
Forget about it.
At some point, you're using the letters with the accents over them to try to like sneak it in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's cool. We finally got, we finally now know what Borderlands has been working on. The developers behind Borderlands.
Striking that hot market.
Right? What is the name of the developer?
Gearbox?
Yeah, Gearbox. Mm-hmm. Gearbox has talked about they were working on something with Borderlands for a while, and now we finally know what.
I don't think this is the thing.
Boy, I hope not.
I think this is a thing they're working on, but it's not like the big one.
Because, yeah, we've got Borderlands 2 VR has been announced coming up December 14th.
Don't take that tone. You know I'm going to buy it.
I know, and I'm going to play it.
Yeah.
At your house.
Probably. Because Steven already messaged me and was like, so we're getting Borderlands, right? And I thought, yeah, I guess. Yeah, sure.
But really, this just made me want to play Borderlands 2 again.
Yeah.
Because, boy, do I love that game.
Well, wait till you're actually in the world.
But it won't really be. It'll just be kind of. I don't know. I'll probably
You
play
need to
it.
Play Skyrim and see what it can be like to go into a game that's already been done and see it from a whole new perspective.
But I didn't like Skyrim the first time around.
Well, that's not my problem.
Fallout 4?
He doesn't like Fallout either.
That is correct.
Damn.
I tried.
I like New Vegas. Speaking of, Microsoft is picking up Obsidian Entertainment.
Yes, I heard about that.
Yep, Obsidian, the guys that did Fallout New Vegas, they also did Knights of the Old Republic 2,
mm-hmm.
which a lot of people don't like as much as the first one, mostly because the story's not as good.
It's kind of got a cult following now, though.
Yeah, well, no. I mean, like, the gameplay was amazing.
And it still keeps like, getting updated on
Steam.
Yeah,
occasionally, yeah.
Weird.
But yeah, no, they really lacked Drew Karpyshyn doing the story for it. He's the one that did the story for the first Knights of the Old Republic and a lot of the other early BioWare games. And was just an incredible storyteller. In fact, quit doing video games to go write novels.
Well, I would say, what's BioWare done lately?
Mass Effect Andromeda?
Mm-hmm.
They got Anthem
They're working
coming.
On Anthem.
We'll see.
Anthem looks great. But anyway, so yeah, Microsoft could be picking up Obsidian. And if they do, they could actually be getting some really awesome system-exclusive RPGs.
Yeah, but that means no more Obsidian with Fallout.
Absolutely, that is correct.
Yeah. But has Obsidian done anything with Fallout since New Vegas?
They have not.
No, but there have always been rumors that they were going to do a follow-up.
But everybody wants them to because New Vegas is
the buggiest but best Fallout.
Yeah. Like, it told the best story for sure.
It was a Western.
Mm-hmm.
And you know who was in it?
No.
He's Matthew Perry. You know Matthew Perry?
Wasn't he on Friends?
Yeah, he was Chandler. Yeah. He's in the game as the bad guy. Ish. Yeah.
Yeah, no, New Vegas was great. And if you modded it, it was phenomenal.
Except the mods that I downloaded. Because I didn't know what they all did. And then I can't say what they did.
They did some not safe for work things.
Yeah, and I didn't know it was going to do that. And then it just did it loudly while Lindsay was sitting in the room with me.
Yeah, it will. All right. And the last little bit of thing I wanted to talk about, Full Sail University is developing the first, a huge esports exclusive facility on campus.
Jesse, you know what Full Sail University is?
What's that?
That's where they do NXT.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Out of Full Sail. Yeah.
Yep. Neat. So, yeah. Well, they're also making The Fortress is what they're calling it. And, that's their esports facility. It can host anywhere from, 1v1 tournaments to 100 players playing simultaneously.
Xavier Woods is going to spend a lot of time in NXT in the next couple of months.
How do I get called down?
Yeah. I can go teach.
And it also has seating for 500-plus spectators. So, yeah, no, this is a really, really cool stadium and definitely a step towards making esports a lot more legitimate in the public eye.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Nothing. We don't have time.
No, we don't, because we're 10 minutes over. But so that's going to do it for this show. And thank you, Shannon Alley, for joining me. Asa, as always, I love you. And
I was going to say. Nice save.
You know me. All right, that's going to do it. Bye, guys.